the swearing-in a month ago of Austria's new government, a coalition of the Conservative People's Party and the far-right Freedom Party. The last time the country saw such a coalition was 18 years ago. Back then, the European Union imposed diplomatic sanctions because the Freedom Party was seen as too extreme. Many Austrians agreed. There were huge street protests that continued for days. This time, the protesters are fewer in number, although they still carry "No Nazis" placards, a reference to the fact that the Freedom Party was founded by former Nazis. And this time around, there are no European Union sanctions, but rather cautious optimism that Chancellor Sebastian Kurz will keep his promise to lead a pro-European government playing a constructive role in the EU. It's a promise he might find hard to keep, given the record of his coalition partner and the deal he's made with it. The Freedom Party controls the defence and foreign ministries and the interior ministry, with responsibility for security and immigration. The agreement includes cuts to public spending, taxes, and benefits for asylum seekers. And before the government was even 1 month old, the Freedom Party was providing embarrassing headlines. At a press conference to highlight a drop in asylum applications, the new far-right interior minister, Herbert Kickl, said this.
I want infrastructure that will allow authorities to concentrate asylum seekers in one place.
Concentration camps were the death camps in which the Nazis concentrated millions of Jews and other persecuted groups during the Holocaust. Opposition parties and media commentators saw the use of the term in connection with refugee camps as a deliberate provocation. Herbert Kickl denies this. The political scientist and pollster Peter Filzmaier says even if it was a mistake,
at the very least, it was not clever. It was insensitive and it was irresponsible. But leaving aside this incident, the Freedom Party and Kickl himself have often consciously been provocative with their statements on asylum seekers.
And so, with his coalition partner already raising doubts about its fitness for office, Chancellor Kurz is under scrutiny in European capitals like Paris, Rome and Berlin. His first foreign rendezvous was with French President Emmanuel Macron, a successful campaigner against right-wing populism in his own country. Macron says Kurz is leading a pro-European government, and the two young leaders appear to have much in common. But their priorities for Europe differ. Macron is pushing economic reform, while Kurz seeks tougher migration and asylum policies, something he stressed at their joint press conference in Paris.
The European Union ohne Grenzen nach innen wird nur funktionieren, wenn es
The European Union will only be able to function without internal borders when there are secure external borders. Austria is a pro-European country. We have a pro-European government, which would like to actively work together to create a better Europe.
Full military honours for Sebastian Kurz as he arrived in Berlin this week. Germany is Austria's most important trading partner and closest ally. But criticism of Angela Merkel and her immigration policies was a central platform of the Austrian Chancellor's election campaign. Mrs. Merkel made clear her reservations about Mr. Kurz's choice of coalition partner.
We will judge the new Austrian government by its deeds, and that's what I told the Chancellor. That's what counts. Certainly we'll observe more closely than otherwise would be the case, but what counts are the deeds.
And according to political scientist Reinhard Heinisch, there is the potential for tension between Vienna and Berlin.
In the way Kurz creates his political message, Europe becomes the enemy, Europe becomes in part the antagonist. So it's a ticket against Europe to some extent. In Merkel and Macron, it's a different approach. We need to work with Europe. So there is the potential of a split, and you could see Austria moving closer to the countries of Central Europe that are more Euro-skeptical on those issues, and they want a reduced role of the European Union. And Kurz may add to those voices, and that could drive a wedge between Germany and Austria.
Despite their differences, Merkel and Kurz made much of their desire for close cooperation at their meeting this week. For Angela Merkel, though, that also means keeping a close eye on Austria's swing to right-wing populism. Kerry Skyring, DW, Vienna.